absolute silence as deep in the undergrowth of North County Dublin we're recording this podcast.
Somebody kill the Ryanair airplane, please.
Welcome to the loudest gardening podcast in the world, the Sodcast, with your host Peter Donegan.
Yes, folks, this is the Sodcast. I am Peter Donegan, and whether you like it or not, the weather outside is frightful. I personally look like a gentleman who has had a bad fake tan done, and it didn't wash off. Yes, that is the weather we've had today in North County Dublin, and most of Ireland, as far as I could gather across the water as well, to the UK. Sunshine split the skies this morning. Baltic out of the heavens this evening. There you go. But still, we can't leave the garden alone. On the podcast this week, we have, yes, my week on the blog. We have my week, your week, my trinkets, tips and tricks in the garden, what you should be doing, what you should be considering for the future. My oddities, your links that I picked up off of you. Your reason I do, you are the reason why I do this podcast in the first place, and also I have some great events on the horizon. I'm going to start with my week on the blog. I've done three posts this week. The first one was the unusual planter. The second was the bird. The bird is the word. My bird boxes. And also my strawberry plant babies. Okay, so within all of those, what I was trying to get to was, look, these are things that you can do whether you're 6 years old, 6 months old, or 600 years old. They don't really cost any money. I mean, when you look at it, the unusual planter was basically an old glass vase that goes up to about waist height. I grew some spider plant babies, not strawberry plant babies, some spider plant babies, and I planted them into it. That was it. Cost diddly. The bird boxes, it was an old wine box and a lick of paint. I mean, if you get it wrong or a bit crooked, you know, who cares? At least you had a go. You know, and then the strawberry plant babies, you know, once you have one plant, I mean, I bought six strawberry plants around the time of me doing the first garden course with Jason Rowe and co, which is what, about May, June, Jason, is it around about there? And I think I gave five of the strawberry plants away. I was left with one. I've now got six. Eddie, the original one. There's still more to go. It's amazing. You know, and it costs diddly. Go out, get the kids into the garden, come in, squidgy dirt all over the carpet. You'll thank me for it. It's so well worth it. And you'll have free strawberries for next year as well. This week in the garden. Okay, so these are all the photographs. I should look at the podcast now. Before I get any further, I've been told that when you flick onto the blog, which says the Sodcast episode, is it episode 3? And you're playing the Sodcast, the audio, and then you flick a photograph, you knock it off. So here's the deal. If you read the first two lines and it says, listen on iTunes, click the iTunes link, listen to it there, and then you can read the blog and you can open the photographs and open all the links without interfering in the sound bit. That's how, or that's the easiest and the best way to do it, if you wish to call it that. And then next week when I publish the Sodcast on the blog, you do the same thing again and you'll have iTunes already loaded in there. If you haven't already, that is. So this week in the photographs, okay, there's frogs in there. So the reason they weren't taken out, the photograph wasn't taken out my back garden, but the reason the frog is up there is because I have an old Belfast sink planted, literally planted, you know, just a little lip above soil level in my back garden, and it's kind of surrounded with some old hedging, skiok hedging, which would be hawthorn, which is Crataegus. And I saw frogs in my garden this week, but at least, you know, I've given them somewhere to go, but it's not a pond. I don't need a filter system, and nature will look after itself, you know. That's where the pond skaters came from. See the photograph of them? They're up there. Okay, the fuchsias. Reason I have the fuchsias up there, they're in flower this week, but I love fuchsias because they're able to take the battering from the elements. Most gardens I've ever worked on, you know, from Portmarnock, Malahide, all the way up to Hoth, kind of Baldoyle, Clontarf, Brian Green country there, Baldoyle in the middle. Fuchsias are well able to take the battering, plus they flower. They're flowering now at this moment in time. They're a little bit possibly on the way out. The one I took, the photograph I took was a little bit, you know, that one's a little bit more vigorous, but you know, if you pick a nice one that'll grow about so waist height, you should do all right. And the beauty about it is if you get one that's a little bit vigorous, you can do hardwood cuttings. I'll come to that in about a month or two's time. But you can do hardwood cuttings and you can have free fuchsias forever and ever no bother at all. And you will thank me for it. You will. You'll thank me for it. Okay, my onions goes back to, I grew these onions in the second garden group, garden course that I did. Who would it be in that? So I started to dry them kind of like Edith Piaf kind of French style, you know, drape them around my neck. And that's a little bit like leprechauns and Irish people possibly, but they're hanging in my kitchen and they're drying away, and they should keep me, you know, going for a couple of months anyway. The pot-bound plants, I spoke last week about turning the plant upside down. When you go into a garden centre or a nursery, whatever the case may be, and you buy a plant, first of all, you decide you want that plant. Don't be afraid to turn it upside down, tip it out of the pot and take a look. The photograph I have up there, if I'd let that plant go another month or two, what would have happened is the old brown anchoring roots would have come up. They would have hit the bottom, curled around, as you can see them starting to do there quite clearly. But when it becomes pot bound and you then plant it into the ground, the roots never unfurl. They'll never go south. They'll just keep on curling around. So the plant never fully develops. Never really. It's like putting a guy who's size 9 into a pair of size 2 shoes. No, it doesn't make sense. Something has to go wrong. The ornamental thistle is up there mainly because, again, it's in flower at this moment in time. I took that photograph up in Hoth in North County Dublin, so it's well able to take a battering from the elements. But they're in flower. I'll do a post on it again. I think it's the Echinops family, so it's an ornamental thistle, but it looks pretty cool, especially if you're into doing cut flowers. It would be one that I would recommend. Barbecues, yeah. Now, here's my tip of the week, or tip of the day, or tip of the century. If you're looking to buy a barbecue for yourself, or you want to get Mary a Christmas present and you want to do it on the cheap, it's coming to the end of inverted commas barbecue season. The one, the photograph I put up there, that barbecue cost £100 in a hardware store. It's a Grange Builders Providers in Baldoyle. They're in Baldoyle Industrial Estate. And if you go into the back of the showrooms up the stairs, like, it looks like a good make. It looks like a good, strong, sturdy one. If one's in there for £20, but you know yourself, Jimmy's going to sit in it and the thing will collapse. Buy a decent one. Buy one once. Put it away. Mary will thank you. What are you going to get her? A tin of biscuits? She doesn't want biscuits. She's going to get biscuits off her next doors. A tin of roses or something, wrappers all over the place. She'll never find the chocolate ones anyway. She'll love you if you give her a barbecue. Green flies on roses. Green flies on roses. Okay, green flies come up week after week after week after week. But from that photograph, you can see roses were pretty much infested. Okay, if there's that many within that, like, kind of square inch, it was ridiculous. Okay, so the bit and the reason why I wanted to bring this one up is because roses, for me, seem to be a bit like the fuchsia, a bit like the hydrangea. You know, everything's gone full circle in the sense that, you know, who'd have thunk that 10 years ago, if I'd have told you that somebody would have made the front pages of the newspapers because they had vegetables growing in their front garden, you know, come on. I know people have gone a little bit eco-freaky, like, you know, my kids are non-genetically modified. Well, my children are organic. Well, I rear my kids in a chicken coop. Punch fisticuffs. You know, Shauna Coronado, by the way, you started out growing vegetables in your front garden. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't in Ireland first, you know. But the rose thing. When I worked in the War Memorial Park on Island Bridge, they have a collection there, correct me if I'm wrong, about 5,000 roses. And at the time, at least, they were sprayed every 10 to 14 days with a fungicide and an insecticide. Here's the reason why. Green fly or aphids, they have like a needle nose, like a little pin sticking from their forehead. And this pin sticks into the leaf and it scratches it. And it sucks out the chlorophyll, which is the green pigment. You following? So when you look at the leaf after an aphid or a green fly has attacked, you should see these green or these translucent white scratchings on a green leaf where it sucked the pigment out. But the problem is that aphids are disease vectors, as in they are carriers of the disease. So when they go to the next rose, if the first rose had any form of disease on it, it's now going to carry it to the second one. You following? So disease factors. So they carry the disease from one to the other, from one to the other. So when you spray the rose, what you do is you spray with a fungicide to stop the spread or the transfer of disease. And you also spray with the insecticide. So what happens is the insect sticks in the needle nose bit, sucks the chlorophyll out. And what he does is he gets a dose of the insecticide as well. Now, if you've got one geranium and it gets affected with like green fly or white fly, what I used to do when I was a kid was I'd wash them down with a sponge and some sudsy water, which is absolutely fine if it's summertime and I'm trying to stay out of the house, or, you know, as I love to do in the garden. But when you see that amount of green fly on a rose, you've got to turn around and go, well, you know, is there an argument where chemical warfare, inverted commas, has a place? Is it the only solution? You know, sponge and sudsy water. So as a result, with the green eco-friendly whole gig, in my opinion, they've become a little bit unfashionable. In fact, I would know very, very few people who are 35, 40 years of age and younger who have roses. I'd know very few clients who are actually saying to me, oh, by the way, Pete, we'd actually like roses in our garden. Very, very few. And therein lies the problem. Now, following on from that, you see a photograph there of paving. The reason that's there is because the cheaper quote, client mine last week rang me, had gone out, bought paving for himself, wanted to lay it himself, wanted to do a DIY job, rang a place, said, how you doing? Can you supply me with, inverted commas, paving? That's what he asked for. Told your man he had a quote of, let's say, €4. Your man said, oh, I'll do it for €3. Now, the requirement was paving. It wasn't grey, black, blue, and different. It's just paving. And a cream one. So we asked for the cream one. And instead of getting a natural stone, which with weather will erode and therefore still be creamed the whole way through, what he was offered was this paving that you see, or a variation of it, which is dyed. The problem is when it erodes, what happens is the grey starts to pierce through. That's why I got the phone call to ask for my tuppence worth of advice. The answer is, you know, some people are saying, well, the economy, blah, 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 blah. Well, I'm sorry, but a sandwich is a sandwich. And as sure as a pint of milk is, whatever, a pound 20 odd, you're not going to get it for 50 pence unless it's gone off. You might get it for a pound 20, you might get it for a pound 10, you might even get it for a pound. You won't get it for 50 pence. Need to be realistic about this one. You buy once, you buy right, it goes back to the barbecue. You do the job once, you do the job right, and you proceed from there. Now, on to my next bit, folks. These are my oddities, your little trinkets, or the trinkets and little bits and bobs that I have picked up from you. There's a couple of giggles in here, a couple of not so giggly bits. Via at Lost Expectation, Fingal County Council. Apparently they're going to allow cows go grazing in order to cut the grass. I kind of thought there was a little bit more in the headline than when I read on through the article. At Paul Duggan. Dublin City Council pretty much give Green Minister John Gormley two fingers. I'll pass that one across to politics.ie and Dave Cochrane and co, where I'm sure it's been discussed in great detail. My favourite, however, is, there's a doozy in here, Dave98FM and at Glinner, Deer Steals Man's Wife. Can you picture it down in the hardware store? I can have two Rudolphs, can you? I think it's a, depending on who you are, it's a funny video. There's an unusual, this one is unusual actually. At Green Options gave me this one. You can pay $95 a day to go green on a cruise. It reminds me actually when I was in the paving store there midweek, and they had organic paving cleaner or organic driveway cleaner or something like that. I'm kind of going, hold on a second. Didn't you have to lay the concrete, the paving, or the tarmac? Wasn't it imported from the UK to Ireland? Now you're going to use organic cleaner? Mild imbalance in there. My favourite of all, though, has to be at Canerley's. K-E-N-E-A-R-L-Y-S, at Kennerley's. Apparently, him and the family are swimming the English Channel for charity. It's apparently, as far as I'm aware, it's for the, correct me if I'm wrong, Ken, is it for the St. James's Hospital Foundation? So they're trying to raise a few bob. I think they must have a couple of grand in there at the moment, last time I checked. But it's a relay. I'm not too sure this is going to work, Ken, or how it works. I read it on the mycharity.ie page. I have the link up there. I thought it was a real cool one. I got that one from at Pat O'Mahony 1. But I thought it was really, really cool. And it is the Great Outdoors, so that's why it's up here on the blog. And I also have a really good one, actually. It's from a guy called Owen Lettice, L-E-T-T-I-C-E, not lettuce. And Owen runs the Communicate Science blog. He's a really good article up there on sudden oak death. Owen runs a really good blog. I like it. If you're looking for a little stuff that's a little bit in-depth, that's the place to go. Whew. Now, events on the horizon. Heritage Week is the 21st to the 29th of August. Now, my favourite one in there, I've got a link up on the blog for that, but I do have my favourite one, which is the Walled Towns tour. If you go to the What's On bit and down the left-hand side, I have the link up there as well. Sonarta, the Ecology Centre in County Meath, they have a list of free events. They also have like some paid for stuff as well. I put up the free ones, but it's a really cool place to go to as well. Full stop. Absolutely. Genuinely, it is. And as I've been working up in Hoth this week, there is an amazing photograph of just at the back of the garden where the farmers were working, Ireland's Eye. This is, if this doesn't get photograph of the week on pics.ie, well, blow me sideways. That's what I say. Now, where's it gone to? Yep. Okay, so the next one gig that I, oh God, I can't recommend this one enough. Dermot O'Kosick again. Dermot was telling me about this. Those who did the Ireland's Eye trip will remember Dermot as the guy who gave us the talk. But he's doing a talk on the 24th of August at 8 p.m. in the Hoth Angling Centre. More than that, the World Etchells Sailing Championships takes place the August 23rd to the 28th. If you've never been to Hoth, this is the ultimate in reason why you should go there. Boats from all over the world are on the verge of congregating on Monday in Hoth. Get the dart there, go, enjoy. Please let me know how you get on. Dermot Quinn, who is he's the honorary secretary of the Hoth Peninsula Heritage Society. And Dermot sent me not only that last link, but also one on, it's a series of lunchtime lectures called Mapping Urban Ireland. And they're taking place in Academy House on 19 Dawson Street. I have a link up there, but go to ria.ie. They run the 24th of August, 7th of September, the 21st of September and the 5th of October. I personally am looking forward to the one on the Ulster Plantation. That's the one I really want to get to. Now, other than that, for those who are interested in the garden group tours, I have one almost there, but I need your feedback on it because I want to go to the Centre for Alternative Technology, and that's in, wait for it, Wales. It's in Wales, okay? So I emailed the Centre for Alternative Technology and I got an email back from Anita Schwartz. And Anita seems to tell me that it's all go, but it's a case of, do we do it overnight, one night only, and come back the next day? I'm happy to do either or, but, you know, it's a numbers game at this stage of the day. And can we do it all in the one day? As I said, yeah, I'm open to either, but it's up to you. Other than that, folks, whew, that's a bumper packed sodcast. If you are listening on iTunes, flick on, give me a rating. You can also rate 1 and tell me to shut up. You can rate number 5 and say, gardeners with fake tans or bad tans or whatever you want to like. Either or. Have a great Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday and all next week in the great outdoors. Hope you enjoyed the show. Suggestions, comments, hit the blog, www.donaghanlandscaping.com. Blog is up there on the right-hand side. Click it, leave a comment, let me know how you get on. Take care, folks. Happy gardening. Bye-bye.